Tomorrow, the country remembers the sacrifices of its military with parades, salutes, and memorial services. At Arlington National Cemetery, military funerals are carefully crafted, respectful events and are punctuated with sound. Taps. The three-shot volley. Patriotic songs. The clip-clop of horses pulling a wagon bearing the casket. The wagon is called a caisson. The riders are part of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, 1st Battalion, Caisson Platoon. Over the years, they've become known as the Old Guard. The Old Guard is based in Fort Myer, just through the gate from Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, and about 80 men and women belong to it. They are usually seen on horseback in funeral processions. They wear navy blue coats with smart gold buttons. Their pants are a lighter blue with a crisp yellow stripe down each leg. They each wear a dark hat with the brim that almost conceals their somber expressions. Their posture is dignified and each movement is exact. The day begins in the dark for these riders. The caisson platoon arrives at the 100-year-old stable at Fort Myer at 4 in the morning. First things first, each horse is bathed. Specialist Christopher Calhoun hoses down a tall black one.
This is Omar. He likes to bite and drink at the water, and he'll smile when I spray his face.
Omar's known as a bit of a prima donna in the stable. Like all the horses, his name is embroidered across his halter. There are two teams of horses in the caisson platoons, the black and the white. Walking down the stable aisle, Specialist Calhoun points to each white horse in the stalls.
Ringo back there, he's got a very sloped head. It looks almost like a battering ram we talk about. Surefire, he's flea-bitten gray. He's got tons of marks. Mickey and Minnie are the only horses this short, but this thick in size. And then Peter right here, he's also jet white. He has little whiteness on his right eye. He's got moon blindness. And then back there is Ryan. When he opens up his eyes wide enough, most of the time you can see the white portion of his eyes, which you don't see in a lot of horses.
These horses are used in ceremonies, but there's nothing ceremonious about their care. Here's Specialist Daniel Shepard, a blonde, lanky 22-year-old from Illinois.
We have a crew of guys that will come in here if they're not in the cemetery, clean the stables. Just start picking all the stalls, getting like all the poo out, and sweep down the aisleways, and they'll spray down and wash everything.
It's barely light outside, and the horses are groomed, and some are already tacked out with gleaming black and brass saddles. This is when Robert Brown comes to work. Brown is the caisson platoon farrier, who checks the horses' hooves, repairs their shoes, and makes each horse new ones when needed.
Well, I just put coal on the fire. This is a coal forge. They don't use propane, which is new to me, so I'm having to learn how to use a coal forge, and I like it so far. It's kind of the old way. Sometimes make shoes, just depends on the horse. I'll heat the shoe up, and I'll burn the shoe on. I'll heat it up to shape it if I'm using a store-bought shoe.
After preparing the shoe, Brown's first horse is led in.
This would be Ranger coming in the house right now.
Brown stands with Ranger's hoof on his knee and nails in the horseshoe. In the next few weeks, Brown will shod all the horses in regular rotation. Outside the farrier's shop, the platoon gathers. They're wheeling the caisson, the wagon that will bear the caskets in today's funerals, out into the yard. They put their shoulders behind the caisson, a black wooden cart, and push. Then the horses arrive. The black team is first. The men mount and prepare to leave for the gates of Arlington.
Attention orders here, 900 hours.
Wheel.
Ready.
Lead.
Ready.
Swing.
Ready.
Pace on. Forward. Hope.
It's about a 5-minute ride from the stables. While the cemetery guards watch and tour buses idle, the caisson rolls through the gates of Arlington National Cemetery. It's the first of 8 funerals the platoon will do today, a schedule they keep 5 days a week, year-round. But, says specialist Christopher Calhoun, every funeral is the only funeral for those gathered at the gravesite.
You got to keep in mind that it's a fallen comrade, and you want to make sure that the family gets the best presentation and a proper funeral for the loved one, because that's going to be the last time they see their loved ones.
Our audio postcard from Fort Myer and Arlington National Cemetery was produced by Christine Arrowsmith. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.